How about a little message from Adaronda? I was asked to bring the swords out. I'm not sure if we'll do them. Just to let you know, I'm a trance channel, and what that means is I step my conscious self aside. Do we need more light in here? Did the lights get dimmer, or is it just me? I am the light. There. And when I channel, I don't remember what is said. And there's 12 members on the Council of Light. Archangels Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. Kuan Yin. Mother Mary, which I bought yesterday. A wonderful obsidian ring with, in the sunlight, has the image of the Divine Mother on it. You're welcome to take me into the sunlight and see it anytime. But I'm not taking it off my finger. And Master Jesus, Yeshua, Buddha, Babaji, Isis, Ra, Sekhmet, who is the Egyptian goddess with the head of a lion and the body of a woman, the goddess of destruction, and the goddess of creation. She's the one who wields the swords. So if we do the swords, the energy, you'll notice the energy shift just a bit. Is that the correct time? Oh, okay. So it'll be a quickie. Yeah. Okay. So I'll just get out of the way. Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? We are honored by your presence. For those of you whom we have not met, we are Adaronda. And we bring with us an entire council of beings of light that are here on your behalf. We love you so much. We see you. We know you. We see who you are. We see some of those thoughts that are coming in that are saying, that is weird. I don't know if I like this too much. All of a sudden, everything seems to be okay, yeah? All of a sudden, as it is coming through, that energy, as it is focusing on you, is expanding. And that is what is happening. And as it is expanding, the vibrational frequency that you are changes your consciousness. That is your awareness, huh? Your consciousness. That is the energy of who you are. You are aware that you are aware now, eh? Huh? And as you are aware, that vibration comes in love. And as that vibration comes in love, know that things start shifting round and about in your body. And as they shift round about, you might think, I feel a little dizzy or a little lightheaded, eh? Huh? Feel a little trembling, a little energy, or maybe not. For you see, it is all about shifting your perspective. And as you shift your perspective, you are again in service. Huh? And as you are in service, humanity shifts its perspective. And we stand at the back sometimes to let you know that sometimes it is uncomfortable to turn around and look at the back. But we stand and wait until you do. Because that is beyond your comfort zone. You don't normally sit facing one way and then all of a sudden turn around to the other. And yet when you do, you see new things. And as you see new things, You honor those that are here. And when you honor those that are here, you have new experiences and fly across countries. And as you fly across countries, that energy and that vibration comes through so clearly that you truly step in to the power and the channel that you are, the divine connector, to spread the wisdom. Because whether you are in front of people or not, you are spreading the wisdom. Yes? You are spreading it every single moment of every single day. And that is why we look at you and we see your heart and think, I don't know what wisdom I'm spreading. Whatever is in your heart, you will spread. Huh? And as it becomes so, as that energy shifts in you, and as that energy shifts in your heart, do you know what happens? The world all around you starts shifting in their heart. It is not a miracle. It is fact. Ask all the scientists. The vessel Marilyn and the joy. You know the vessel Marilyn? She's the little one. The Buddha calls her a little ball of light. She speaks, and the joy speaks and teaches and talks and teaches and talks. But this is what's really happening. You see the picture. That is the key. And that is what you are doing no matter where you are, no matter what you are doing. Huh? And we honor you. We honor you for your mission to shift the world consciously with your presence, with your nature, with your internal wisdom, and to know that everything is a choice. And as you step into something that you really know not what you're doing, and you're given very little instruction in the world, yes? And as that very little instruction comes in, you just say, okay, I will do this. And somehow you know what to do. Somehow you step into it. Somehow you know that the energy that is coming in is so loving that your perspective is changed. And even the new ones coming into the planet are shifting the energy. And as those new ones coming into the planet shift that energy, the vibrational frequency that you know not how it could possibly be, your logical brain cannot even define it. Your logical brain cannot even accommodate it. Your logical brain still is trying to make it into something linear. And there is nothing linear about where you are right now. For you are in another dimensional state. And as you accommodate that other dimensional state right now, that is why we like to corral you and not let you drive in your car for lunch. So in that energy, know that you are true divine. You are true divine. You are the focus of you. And as you are the focus of you, is it all right if we do a little, make your lunch a little bit later? Will the restaurant be okay with that? If not, it's too late. With a little activation here. This will be interesting, won't it? So we are here to deactivate whatever you choose to let go of and activate what you choose to activate. That is our intention. And your intention, they already know. So take a deep breath and just receive. You are the ones we have been waiting for. You are the light. You are the love. You are the accommodation of the new beings on this planet. You are changing, shifting your consciousness so the world can indeed shift. Everything you think, everything you feel is being made manifest right now. Breathe into it. Feel that essence that is within you. What are you choosing? What are you asking for? What are you acknowledging? The universe just says yes. Okay. Let us start rearranging things just a bit to accommodate that. And then you get into the slipstream, huh? Take a deep breath and get into the slipstream. Feel that in the cells of your body. We're not all doing it. What is the problem? You see that breath with it. That energy is the action. Like little Jessica in the affirmations, getting it into the cells. Yes. That is your flow. You got it. That is your divine flow. That surfboard of the universe. Very good. And now we will surf all the way to lunch, huh? We love you deeply. We see you. We know you. We honor you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.